USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If you want a vision of your life under Biden presidency, think of the smoldering ruins in Minneapolis, the violent anarchy of Portland.
President Trump hitting the campaign trail in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. President Trump continues.
Imagine the mayhem coming to your town and every single town in America. You're not going to have law and order.
As far as President Trump's trip to the battleground state of Pennsylvania and childhood home of Joe Biden, Simone Sanders with the Biden campaign says,
we actually appreciate President Trump going out there because the American people will get to see a tale of two presidents tonight. You will see Donald Trump doing what he always does, talking about himself, lobbing attacks. You will see Vice President Biden tonight talking about the American people.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So you guys just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Northern California is being ravaged by wildfires, which has put a strain on firefighters in the Bay Area as well as wine country. The majority of the blazes were started by lightning, and an ongoing heat wave accompanied by strong winds has made things worse while hampering containment efforts. These residents were forced to evacuate.
It was like the entire wall of the forest was just coming at us down the road.
The heat blew the windows out of the big house, but our house is still standing.
And this California resident sums up what most people have been thinking.
Who would have thought that 2020 would be like this? It's just insane.
That audio courtesy of ABC News, the Army has launched an investigation into two soldiers who were seen in uniform during the Democratic National Convention. Wearing a uniform to a partisan political event like this is prohibited, the Army said in a statement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The FDA has another recall regarding onions. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
The Food and Drug Administration has announced that food delivery service HelloFresh has recalled onions in its meal kits due to a potential salmonella contamination. HelloFresh said it was informed by one of its ingredient suppliers that it's conducting a voluntary recall of onions due to the potential presence of salmonella and encouraged customers to discard all onions received through July 31st. In its recall notice, HelloFresh noted that cooking the onions thoroughly at 165 degrees will kill the salmonella bacteria. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that there have been 869 cases of salmonella related to the recalled onions and that 116 people have been hospitalized. Last week, Spokane Produce recalled various salsa products made from onions related to the outbreak. The CDC advises if you have any onions in question, you should throw them away.
And finally, the Cheers Bar in Boston is closing after 2 decades in business, a CEO confirmed to CBS Boston. The iconic bar is a replica of the set for the popular sitcom Cheers, which aired from 1982 to 1993. The CEO saying the coronavirus pandemic and lack of assistance from the landlord played into the decision to close. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.